the vote felt round the world on this moment of Indiana history. Voters could not directly elect U.S. senators until the passage of the 17th Amendment in 1913. Before then, state legislatures selected each state's two senators. So in some election years, voting for a state representative helped determine who would be appointed to the U.S. Senate. During the 1840s, Steuben and DeKalb counties shared a representative in the General Assembly. Whoever won the 1842 legislative election would get to choose a senator. Candidates Madison Marsh of DeKalb and Enos Beall of Steuben each received 360 votes, a tie. But Marsh contested those results on discovering that the election officers in Smithfield Township, DeKalb County, had rejected the ballot of Henry Shoemaker. Marsh had met Shoemaker while campaigning through the farm fields of DeKalb County and convinced the farmhand to vote for him. On the afternoon of the election, Shoemaker had ridden his horse 12 miles to the polling place in Kendallville, only to find that there was no ticket containing the names he desired. Shoemaker contrived a makeshift ballot, gave it to the inspector, and lingered at the poll afterward to make sure his vote would count. After Shoemaker's story was heard by the Elections Committee, the Indiana House voted to allow his vote, which effectively elected Madison Marsh to the state legislature. Marsh, in turn, helped select Edward A. Hannigan as the newest senator from Indiana. 4 years later, Hannigan supplied the vote necessary to declare war against Mexico in 1846. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.